We can trace our family history back 4 or 5 generations or more in the area.
I've grown up here my whole life and it means everything to me.
I've travelled near and far, but there's just something special about it.
So I was born in Aldborough. I just love it and I would never consider moving.
We seem to be facing an onslaught of energy infrastructure.
It's quite devastating, really. The sheer amount of land and upheaval that's going to create.
When my son goes out for a walk, I don't want him to be walking past endless pylons and huge areas of concrete.
I see more and more wind farms out at sea, and I assume that that can only be a good thing.
We are not people who want the lights turned off. We understand the need for these kind of things, and it could be done better.
They're obviously not really thinking about the future and keeping our environment healthy and, you know, eco-friendly. They're just being selfish.
It's one of the most biodiverse places in the whole of England, which not a lot of people realise. You've got the coastal dune habitats, you've got the wetland habitats, you've got the intertidal habitats, you've got the freshwater habitats, and then you've got the Sandlings Heath as well.
In a recent survey commissioned by the Suffolk Coast DMO, 84% of visitors to this area cited walking, observing landscape and nature as the primary reason why they were visiting this area. That is our unique selling point.
You can't replace a 100-year oak tree. You can't tell the animals that have shifted on, hang on, in a few years' time you can move back. These things disappear.
Not only are we losing farming ground and the pleasantness of our villages, we're also losing our coastline itself.
The cable route comes right through an area of coralline crag, which is very rare along the east coast here.
We've got a whole range of different protected designations, but all of these habitats are very, very sensitive.
They're going to have 1,500 vehicles a day.
Excluding all the white vans that go with it, all the trade vehicles that will support it.
And you're over narrow roads that were pilgrims' roads to all the abbeys that were around there.
Quite simply, I don't think anybody could argue that this road network can sustain that.
Tourism in East Suffolk is worth £600 million per annum.
Tourists aren't going to want to travel when they're stuck behind 20 trucks moving at a glacial pace through narrow country roads.
They're just going to think, oh, there's no point coming down, we're going to just go home. And businesses will lose money. It's going to have a huge impact on tourism.
In short, the adverse impact of all of the energy projects cumulatively is that the annual downturn in the visitor economy could be 24 to 40 million.
There's a huge amount of empirical evidence now coming out about how good quality landscapes and a connection to nature can have a huge benefit for our health and well-being. How do we ensure the lights are kept on, but also ensure our quality of life is maintained?
We cannot have multinationals putting profits before the country's need for clean, renewable, permanent energy sources.
The cleanest energy is that what you can produce yourself. That is the future, rather than big infrastructure which is destroying the local area.
Is there any reason why a lot of people couldn't have panels on the house? Why couldn't the government finance that? Conserve energy and not waste it, rather than just generating more. We must not destroy a great swathe of untouched, beautiful Suffolk countryside and its underlying ecology. We have to find a better way. And there is another way.
It's a national treasure, it's a national landscape. Let's protect it for the benefit of ourselves and for others and for future generations.